Welcome to the Tabletop Games Blog topic discussion.
About time. Time as a mechanism in board games. Time as a concept is something we are very familiar with in our daily lives. Sometimes time goes quickly, at other times it seems to almost stand still. Time is also a concept that appears in board games. There's a playtime, of course, but some games also use time directly as a mechanism. I want to look at how board games represent time and how they use the concept in different ways. Let's start with the game's playtime. We all enjoy spending time with friends or family while playing a board game or two. Some people love longer games while others prefer shorter ones. Picking the right game for the right crowd and the current mood is important. Pretty much every game will show its expected playtime. That allows us to try and choose a game that fits the amount of time we have to play or that people are willing to invest in a specific game. However, we all know that playtime is often a very rough measure. It is very hard to define precisely, except maybe for games where there is an actual time limit. Even then, playtime is only one metric. How long it takes to teach a game to people, setup time, and the amount of time to put everything away again are also very important. If a game takes half an hour to explain but only 5 minutes to play, people will probably be disappointed. Similarly, if a game takes long to set up and or put away, but plays much more quickly, it has a negative effect on the gameplay experience. Putting that aside, actual playtime often varies heavily, depending on who is playing, how well they already know the game, what mood they are in, how tired they are, and many other factors. So while it is useful to have a rough idea of the expected playtime, be prepared that the actual game may be quicker or take longer than is printed on the box. Before we move on to how the concept of time is used within games themselves, let's look more closely at real-time games. These games use time in its literal form as a consciously chosen mechanism to create the intended gameplay experience. There's a whole plethora of real-time games that use sand timers, rely on phone app clocks, or some other way to keep track of actual time. One of my favorites is Nine Tiles Panic. I don't know why, but I still haven't reviewed this game. There's a lot of tactility in this game that comes with thick cardboard tiles and a lovely little sand timer. Having to arrange 9 tiles into a 3x3 grid, with continuous roads and certain elements in specific places, depending on the current scoring goals, within a relatively short of time, is a lot of fun. I love visual puzzles like this, even though I'm generally not a fan of real-time games. For me, the pressure of having to take a turn within a short amount of time is often too much. Saying that, I previously wrote about how having a hard deadline for the end of your game night can speed up players' turns. And while I think having a time limit is useful, generally speaking, it needs to be sensible and allow players to enjoy the game and not feel overly pressured into rushing through their turns. Now, let's look at how games represent the concept of time. In some games, actions always take a certain amount of time to complete. Bremerhaven is probably my favorite example here. In the game, you fulfill contracts with resources delivered by boat to your harbor's quayside. The contracts are lorries waiting to deliver certain types of goods, or coaches waiting for passengers. The problem is that boats and contracts have a certain amount of time assigned to them. Boats stay in your harbor for a fixed number of rounds, blocking berths for other goods deliveries. Similarly, coaches and lorries wait in their parking lots for a specific amount of time, limiting how many contracts you can have open in parallel. That time limit can work in your favor, allowing you to wait for another delivery to fill up one of the lorries, or to leave goods on a boat while your quayside is full. Of course, the time limit is also often ruthless. Boats will sail away even if you've not unloaded them. Coaches and lorries will drive off even if you've not delivered the passengers or goods they have asked for, which incurs penalties. Not only that, even when you have fully unloaded a boat or completed a contract, they won't go away until the timers have run out. So while Bremerhaven isn't a real-time game, time management plays a huge part. You really have to keep an eye on everything, which can create a lot of pressure, in a similar way to sand timers that trickle down in real time. There are also games that don't use timers as such, but there is still an element of time passing. In these games, time is usually linked to rounds or turns, but rather than making this necessary and obvious direct link, it is a bit more subtle than that, to create a sense of the game lasting a number of days, weeks, months, years, decades, centuries, or even longer. In Brass, Birmingham, for example, the timer is the draw deck. When it runs out and everyone has also played the last card from the hand, the game goes to the scoring turn and then resets, ready for the next era. You begin in the Canal era and then switch to the Age of Steam. The game covers a time span of 100 years in a matter of a couple of hours. So while the game's playtime isn't the shortest, the in-game time is even longer. You do really get the sense of playing through a decade or so every round, as the board fills up with new industries and new infrastructure. Tapestry really plays with the emulation of time. While there is no link to turns or rounds, your civilization develops new technologies and skills as you draw cards or move along the four tracks. The game is set in a fantasy world, so there's no expectation that inventions will play out in a realistic way. It's very possible that your civilization has developed the credit card, but still has no language and relies purely on symbols. It bears no resemblance to humanity's history, but you still get a sense of how you're progressing through time. These are the ways I have found games handle time. Have you come across any other examples? If so, what are they? Do you like real-time games, or do you prefer to take your time? Do you enjoy when games use time as a mechanism in some way? What is your favorite game that emulates time in some way? As always, I'd love to hear what you think. It's time for you to share your experiences on the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com.
Thank you for listening to this Tabletop Games Blog Topic Discussion podcast. Please check the description below for links mentioned in this episode, as well as to the written version of this article on the blog. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, give us some stars, or leave a review. Please also tell your friends about me, and if you want to offer financial support, check out my Patreon Ko-fi pages, links to which you'll find in the blog at tabletopgamesblog.com. So thank you again for listening, and I hope to see you again soon.
This podcast was made possible by the generous help of my supporters. Role Patron Sean Newman, Magic Champion John Risley, Castle Guards David Miller and James Naylor, Dice Masters Alex Bardi, Paul Grogan and Robin Kay, and Shining Lights Jacob Davis, Gavin Jones, Sarah Reed and Richard Simpson.